Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. The British government has approved the emergency use of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. The UK is the first country to do so. NPR's Frank Langfitt has more from London.
The UK says 800,000 doses will arrive here next week from the manufacturer in Belgium. The National Health Service will begin to distribute it to the elderly, those living in nursing homes, their carers, as well as healthcare workers. The vaccine will come in two jabs, 21 days apart. Pfizer-BioNTech says it is up to 95% effective. The UK has ordered 40 million doses, enough to vaccinate 20 million people. The vaccine, though, does have a logistical drawback. It must be stored at minus 70 Celsius or minus 94 Fahrenheit. The government says hospitals have the necessary facilities, but such cold storage could prove more challenging for community clinics. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, London.
U.S. officials are also reviewing Pfizer's COVID vaccine, along with a second one from Moderna. The companies hope they'll be authorized for emergency use this month. Meanwhile, nearly 2,600 people died of COVID in the U.S. yesterday, one of the highest daily fatality rates. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. More than 180,000 new virus infections were reported yesterday. Attorney General William Barr says the Justice Department has turned up no evidence of widespread fraud from this year's election. President Trump continues to lie, saying that there was and that he won the election, not Joe Biden. NPR's Ryan Lucas says the Attorney General has now contradicted the president.
This is particularly notable coming from Barr because Barr has been such a close ally, such a close advisor of the president. You may recall that just this past summer, in the run-up to the election, Barr was out there right alongside the president, pushing false claims about what they said were the dangers of mail-in voting. And now here you have the attorney general, after the election, coming out and contradicting the president's repeated claims, false claims, we have to say, that the election was somehow rigged and stolen.
NPR's Ryan Lucas. Stocks opened lower this morning after a weaker-than-expected report on private payrolls. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped about 60 points in early trading.
Concerns about job growth are weighing on investors a day after the S&P 500 index hit a new record high. Payroll processor ADP says private employers added fewer jobs than forecasters were expecting last month. That could be a sign of what's to come on Friday, when the Labor Department will release its more comprehensive report on the November job market. Job growth has been slowing in the U.S. since the summer. A survey of factory managers released this week suggests a decline in manufacturing jobs, while jobs in the much larger services sector are especially vulnerable to the coronavirus pandemic. Millions of people are still relying on emergency unemployment benefits set to expire later this month. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow is now down more than 80 points. This is NPR. The World Meteorological Association's latest global climate report says 2020 has been a record year. There were 30 tropical storms or hurricanes in the Atlantic Ocean. Death Valley, California, saw a heat record just shy of 130 degrees. And record low sea ice was reported in the Arctic. The report says more than 50 million people worldwide have been affected by climate disasters this year. The U.S. women's national soccer team has settled its lawsuit with the U.S. Soccer Federation. This is over unequal working conditions between the men's and women's teams. NPR's Tom Goldman reports the women's team has won the last two World Cup titles.
The women filed a discrimination lawsuit in 2019, claiming their working conditions were inferior to the men's national team players. The settlement with the federation, which is expected to be approved, ensures an equal number of charter flights as the men, comparable hotel budgets, and requires women's matches mostly to be played on grass, which is safer for players. Women's team spokeswoman Molly Levinson praises the settlement, but says the lawsuit's core issue still isn't resolved.
What will make this a new day for the women players is to be paid equally at the same rates that the men players are paid.
This year, a federal judge rejected the equal pay part of the lawsuit. Levinson says the women will appeal as soon as possible. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Again on Wall Street, the Dow is now down 67 points at 29,756. This is NPR.
Support for